Convene, it's 5:59. It's a short break. Item number 13, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of a road use agreement between Story County and Citadel Solar LLC, addressing Citadel Solar's use of portions of Canyon Way and Waltham Way in Story County, Nevada. D.A. Loomis handling this?
Kathy.
Or Kathy?
No, Keith is on
there. I have Keith, but yeah.
Yeah, yes, I will handle it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis. So this is a road use agreement between the county and Citadel Solar. And what Citadel Solar proposes is to build a utility level solar energy farm well south of the Lockwood area. And they want to get access to that location where they're going to build the farm. Either through the use of Canyon Way or through the use of Waltham Way. And so the Citadel Solar actually proposed the establishment of this road use agreement, and it seems like a good idea. And so basically what's proposed is that to the extent that Citadel Solar utilizes the roadways, they're going to use it to bring in equipment and personnel and supplies and whatnot, and including some large transformers that are quite heavy. And I gave you a picture of the truck that's going to be hauling the transformers. And so if any of this activity results in damage to either the Waltham Way or to Canyon Way, Citadel Solar will be responsible for repairing those damages. And if some amendments or improvements are needed in order to handle the load that Citadel Solar is going to be putting on there, they will be responsible for doing that. Now, the county will be responsible for maintaining its existing level of maintenance and repair, and to the extent that that is not enough to keep up with what Citadel Solar is doing, they'll be responsible for the rest of it. They will provide insurance coverage. They will provide a bond of some type, and in the proposed motion, I have asked that the approval of the road use agreement be conditioned upon providing an adequate source of security approved by the county. And it's expected that the construction project will take about 16 months. I think Linda Bullen, who represents Citadel Solar, I saw her present in the courtroom a while ago. I don't know if she's still there now, but I don't know if she has anything she wants to add to this.
Yeah, she wants to tell you she's got a flight to catch. So just teasing. Okay. Is there anything you did want to add?
Okay.
Yeah, Linda Bullen on behalf of Citadel Solar. And I'm in complete agreement with everything that Mr. Loomis had to say, and we are absolutely prepared to provide the requisite security that the county has asked for. And I'll just say that at present, we anticipate that construction will commence right after the first of the year, like around January 3rd, and everything will be in place well before that. So okay. Thank you, and if you have any questions, I'm here.
Great. So, all right, thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding item number 13? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, any questions?
No question. Thank you.
Vice Chair?
My only question is just wondering if, and I know this is not really the purpose of this item, but it's related, wondering if the section of Canyon Way that would be used is that passes by the inhabited areas, wondering about volume of traffic, so on and so forth. I just know that safety in that area is, mm-hmm. is somewhat of a concern. So I have no questions, no problems with the agreement as far as the road maintenance. I just wanted to get a feeling of if that's something that would potentially have an impact on our residents in the Lockwood area.
I think construction...
And I can address that. I did talk to Edna Cudworth and Susie King, I believe her name is, who's the management for the Lockwood Community Corporation, and advised them. This is what we're proposing to do with the road use agreement, and it will involve the construction materials and personnel and supplies being hauled up Canyon Way. And they said, well, as long as it's not like what happened with the garbage company when they had like 90 trucks a day going by their facility, their residences, they don't really have a problem with it.
Okay.
And my understanding is it's not going to be close to 90 trucks a day.
Sounds good, Keith. Thank you. Any other questions, Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. With that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the road use agreement with Citadel Solar LLC for its use of portions of Canyon Way and Waltham Way in Story County, Nevada, conditioned on the provision of a security instrument in the amount of $760,000 acceptable to the county, and authorize the chairman to sign such agreement.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Good luck. Drive safe. All right. Thank you for that, Keith. Moving right along to item number 14. This is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, formerly known as BDR 1109 and 1148. Interim Legislative Committee to study Innovation Zone draft legislation and other properly related matters.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Lance Gilman here, and as I have done in past meetings, inasmuch as I own a or hold a pecuniary interest in a project that is being done by the applicants for the IZ zone, I'm going to recuse from discussion or voting on this particular issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Austin?
All right, thank you. Chairman Carmona, Austin Osborne for the record. This was a long day with this item, so I think we all might have something to say, or maybe we've all seen it. But committee number two occurred today, and this was regarding the BDR for the innovation zones, and it was Story County's turn to provide a discussion per the legislation of having 4 or 5 meetings throughout the rest of this year. Commissioner Mitchell was a presenter, Mary Walker, a lobbyist, was a presenter, Sheriff Antonaro, Judge Harrington, Superintendent Todd Hess, Fire Chief Jeremy Lunkar, and myself all presented various matters at this meeting. We had summarized in general Story County's past position, including that taken by this board to support technologies, support the cryptocurrencies, support the Painted Rock development, but oppose separance of government. And this was a chance for us to discuss what our concerns were with separation of government. There were issues brought up, especially by Mary Walker, regarding the bill draft and also comparing it to the Reedy Creek / Disney World model and some of the ways it is not similar. There was discussion and comparisons with other governance systems. And then there was a discussion of housing, what Story County currently is doing with housing, Story County's fiscal representation. And by the way, I should also mention that Comptroller Jennifer McCain was also a presenter, and discussed our fiscal condition, where we are, and our fiscal contributions to the region significantly based on the 2018 GOED report and other resources just for the Gigafactory project, let alone the 20 million square feet otherwise of the industrial park and what we provide for the region. And then lastly, there was a summary of Painted Rock and what the master plan and our zoning ordinances and other communications and actions that have taken by Story County were over the last 4, 5, 6 years, at least since 2006, to support that. So I'm happy to answer any questions, or Commissioner Mitchell may have some things, or anybody else that was present at the meeting may want to discuss.
Before I go to public comment, Commissioner Mitchell, is there anything you want to throw in there?
No, I don't need to add anything. I just, I'm wondering if there's a desire from staff to go ahead and kind of recommit one more time on these instructions, or are we at a good place?
Commissioner Mitchell, as far as recommitting or reaffirming that letter, it doesn't hurt this to be number 10, the times that this board reaffirms that position. I would certainly recommend that, and it is part of the motion.
Yeah, so we plan it every time until December.
Every time we meet, man.
Every time we meet.
We're a broken record.
Indeed. No confusion that way. So with that said, is there any public comment regarding item number 14? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman?
Commissioner Mitchell moved to direct county staff, lobbyists, and professional services to consider appropriate research, analyses, and action on SCR 1109, Innovation Zone Interim Study, which will best protect and represent the county, to continue to oppose separatist government concepts, and to promote economic and land development, including a PUD at Painted Rock through existing legal framework and the 2016 Master Plan of Story County.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Again, thank you, Austin. Thank you, Vice Chairman. Your work does not go unnoticed.
Thank you.
Moving right along. Welcome back, Commissioner Gilman. Moving right along to item number 15. This is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible action for the second reading of the business licenses. Is there any public comment regarding the item number 15 in the second reading? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed as items A through G agenda item number 15. Is that what we're on?
Yep.
As presented.
All right.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to all those new businesses. Item number 16 is public comment. Is there anyone out there that would like to say something? Anything? I see Jim Hindle with his hand up. Jim, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to, first of all, apologize to the board at your recent past meeting. My name came into consideration for appointment to the Carson River Water Subconservancy District. I apologize for not being present at that meeting, got detained in another activity, but I wanted to thank the board for their vote of confidence appointing me to that position, and I promise to serve Story County well and to report back to the board as required by events that go on or as the board requests. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Jim. Hopefully you weren't detained by law enforcement.
No? Not in this county.
All right, good. Any other public comment? Not seeing any. It's going to bring us to item number 17, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 6:12, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.